equivalent to bringing into a room a mugger and a victim and saying, work it out. Unca has been subjected to killing, vilifying, lies, and attacks. I personally can tell you that I've been called all sorts of names in my 5 weeks in office, been told that I have an unconstitutional claim, that I haven't had a meeting before I was even elected, and somehow all of the things that are misquotes, lies, against me and against the organization have been twisted. Many of our members have been vilified, slandered. We have not responded in any way. There are no social members, there are no responses, there are no blogs that would misinterpret what we are doing now. The idea of also writing to employers is that this, as far as I've been told, on legal counsel, may constitute a crime. And therefore, I think overall, there's no equivalency. And my objective to have a meeting in the court of form. I have nothing to say to this man. I qualify. I have one thing to say. What you're doing is wrong, and it undermines you. The idea that everything I've been quoted as saying is 100% wrong, and it's a little strange for someone who claims to be a journalist to get everything wrong. But all of the facts, the implication of pulling down bold flyers, which, as we know, Isabel has been kind enough to do, this is a continuous attack. Yesterday at the press conference, when Martin gave the party of one time to say my name on the air and to say Unca and to slander it, I want it. And that's what we're going to have if we don't have the stopping of attacks. There's no print attack on this individual. There's no response.